As Paris deals with its grief, there is also a huge and important conference to prepare for. At the end of the month, the city is hosting a long-planned United Nations Climate Change Summit that some people believe could change the future of our planet. Representatives from around the world are aiming for the first time to hammer out a legally binding agreement that would limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. Carolyn Beeler takes a look at the impact the recent terrorist attacks could have on these historic negotiations.
The climate talks are on, and emphatically so. When reporters asked the French foreign minister less than a day after the attacks if the UN summit would be canceled, he responded, "No, no, 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 no." The negotiations will continue, but French authorities have banned public demonstrations in hard-to-secure outdoor spaces in Paris and other French cities. That includes a huge march scheduled in Paris the day before the climate talks are set to start.
Our concern is that the public voices that are really critical to making progress at the climate talks won't be allowed to be a part of them.
That's Jamie Henn, strategy and communications director for one of the march's main organizing groups, 350.org. Henn says an unpermitted act of civil disobedience planned at the negotiation site for the end of the conference has also been nixed. While he respects the need for security, Henn worries about authorities clamping down on civil liberties.
And so what we're looking for is more of a guarantee that while the French government should prioritize public safety, it's also prioritizing our civil liberties and the ability of civil society to take part in this process.
The French reaffirmed in a statement this week that the public should play a major role in the UN talks, but the impact of tightened security on the climate negotiations remains to be seen. University of East Anglia lecturer Heike Schroeder researches the role of observers at international climate change negotiations. She thinks protests can raise the profile of climate talks among the general public.
So someone who might not really be so concerned about climate change but sees, you know, on TV a massive demonstration happening will say, oh, yes, I remember, yes, climate change, we need to do something about it. So on that level, absolutely would there be an impact.
But she argues diplomats in Paris will be too busy haggling over the text of the agreement to register the lack of protesters outside.
Just because the negotiators are usually so shielded off from anything else that goes on in the world that they probably wouldn't notice.
Jackie Smith, an expert on social movements at the University of Pittsburgh, disagrees with Schroeder. Smith and some activists argue visible protests give governments with less bargaining power popular legitimacy to push for stronger carbon restrictions.
These protests can support governments like the government of Bolivia and really give them the support they need to really stand up to the pressure that they'll face when they oppose the policies of major governments.
Following failed international climate talks in Copenhagen in 2009, the Bolivian government strengthened ties with environmental groups and held a people's conference on climate change with those activists.
Bolivia has really been a leader in promoting more dramatic responses to climate change and really advancing the cause of what's called climate justice.
Even with tightened security measures, the terrorist attacks are sending a ripple of worry through conference attendees like Jani Stefansson. Stefansson lives in a remote town in Lapland in northern Sweden.
So I'm a bit concerned about being in crowded areas since the Paris actions lately, the very tragic ones.
She's representing the indigenous Sami people of Scandinavia at the talks, and she says she's scared, but not scared enough to stay home.
This is a too important event to ignore. And of course, I'm not going to be reckless. I'm not going to put myself in situations where something could happen. But you cannot just be afraid, because then the terrorists will have won.
Hundreds of thousands of activists will no longer crowd Parisian streets for a big march. But 350.org's Jamie Henn says they're already thinking about other ways to leave a mark.
That could look like everything from smaller gatherings that could be permitted to making noise in the streets in various ways, from banging on pots and pans to finding even more creative ways to make our voices heard.
With the conference starting on November 30th, activists have about a week and a half to brainstorm. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.